So if we say 1897, dear Jim Mars, what in the world made you feel that there was something there that you would take seriously enough to put your very skillful investigative energy and try to find out if there really was a crash of something in Aurora, Texas, 107 years ago?
Well, I think the thing that really intrigues me about this story is that for a long time, in looking at the UFO phenomena, there's all kinds of explanations. You know, it used to be swamp gas and hallucinations, but of course, with the camcorder, we now know that there are things flying around up there. It's not just hallucinations.
But that's now.
That's
about 1897.
Well, that's the whole question. I've often thought, wouldn't it be great if there was a really documented UFO crash case before there were satellites or airplanes or commercial planes or government test craft? And there is, and it was recorded in the Texas newspapers in the spring of 1897. And what I'm bringing to the crash retrieval conference this time is a little added piece of information that's really going to put it into the smoking gun category.
Can you tell us right now?
Sure. This goes back. I began researching the Aurora spaceship crash back in 1973 when I was a reporter in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And it kind of went both ways. Half the people there said, oh, it was just a hoax. The other half said, no, it really happened. And in fact, in 1973, there were still three people alive in that area that had been alive in 1897. One of them said it was a hoax, but by her own story, had no direct knowledge. Another one said, no, it really happened, but my parents wouldn't let me go to the crash site, but they came back and told me about all this metal. And the third one, Charlie Stevens, told me that he was about 14 years old and that he actually saw the thing go over and heard the crash, saw the smoke, wanted to run into town to see what had happened. But, and this is such a typical thing for rural Texas at that time, his father said, no, son, we have to finish the chores. So, obviously, it seems like that to me that something happened, but then there's a whole long thing that's too detailed about missing metal from the short little grave where they buried the pilot, the missing headstone, arguments over exhuming the body.
Well, this is where I'd like you to at least go into some detail, because I've seen a photograph of this unusual tombstone about this little man that was buried in Aurora, Texas, and have talked with Tom Adams and others who have been there. And what I'm asking you is, since it's been so controversial, is there anything, any person, any piece of evidence beyond that marker in that graveyard that would suggest that people had in their arms, so to speak, a body that was not human and actually buried it?
I was going to say, yes. Is that a little man, Jim, or a little creature?
Well, they called him the pilot. And the whole thing, George, is that it was reported in the Dallas Morning News, which is still in publication today, and in the Fort Worth Register, for which was a forerunner of my old newspaper, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And in both cases, on the front page and a news story, they said enough of the remains of the pilot has been found to show that he was not an inhabitant of this world. Okay, now, for all these years, they cannot argue that these stories were in the newspapers at that time. But what the argument has been from the debunkers is that it was simply a hoax story, just planted in the newspaper to try to draw attention to the little town because it was dying on the vine because the railroad bypassed it. And that's, of course, entirely possible, and I certainly kept that in mind over all the years. But several months ago, I managed to get hold of a copy from the microfilm of the original April the 19th, 1897 edition of the Dallas Morning News. There are 16 stories on that front page. That was the times of no photographs and very narrow news columns and very tiny print. 16 stories. And they came from correspondents ranging from southern Oklahoma to as far south as Austin, Texas. And every single one of these stories on the front page of the Dallas Morning News in 1897 was about the silver cigar-shaped object flying through the skies of North Texas. So something was in the air 6 years before the Wright brothers ever flew, and 6 years before the first recorded powered dirigible flight in the United States.
And is that marker still in that cemetery?
No, the marker was stolen, has not been seen since 1973. But there's a state historical marker at the cemetery that was put up in 1976 that down towards the bottom says, legend had it, has it, that a spaceship crashed here and the pilot who was killed in the crash was buried here in the Aurora Cemetery.
And wasn't there a rumor that the government, our government, somebody from our government actually went in there to make sure that that marker disappeared?
Well, my wife teaches high school in the area and had the grandson of the town marshal in her class, and he told her that his grandfather knew who took the marker, but could not do anything about it. So in other words, a law enforcement officer knew who committed this crime, but he can't do anything about it. That certainly tells me that there was some sort of official involvement there.
Now, have the bones been exhumed? Are they gone? Where do you think they are?
Well, I don't really know. The grave has not been exhumed, but that was something that came up back in 73. George, I'll tell you that story because I was personally involved in that. Bill Case, who at that time was the aviation writer for the now-defunct Dallas Times-Herald, we were all writing about this in the spring of 1973. And he called me up one time and said, meet me at the Aurora Cemetery. And when I met him, he had a metal detector. And he went over the short little grave there. The headstone was still there at this time. And we found three, I don't know what you'd call them, pockets of metal, three registers of metal, in this little short grave. One up near the headstone and two towards the center of the grave. So we both went back and wrote news stories and simply raised the possibility of, why don't we just simply exhume this grave? And then we'll know for sure, you know, one way or another. At that, an attorney cropped up for the Cemetery Association and threatened an injunction against anyone who would come dig in the cemetery. And in fact, they posted a police guard on the cemetery for about 2 weeks because of the number of people that were driving up from Dallas-Fort Worth and trying to drive around and look for everything. The very night that they pulled the police guard, the little headstone went missing and has never been seen since. About a month or so after that, Bill Case called me up and said, meet me at the Aurora Cemetery. I went up there and met him. He got out his metal detector. He ran it over this grave, which on first glance appeared to be, you know, undisturbed. And lo and behold, there was no readings. There was no metal.
Suggesting something had been taken out of what was underneath that gravestone.
Well, there definitely was, yeah. Because I said, what happened? He said, come here. And we got on our hands and knees. And the grave had not been exhumed, but there was a little hole up near the where the tombstone had been, and then there were two little holes in the center of the grave. And it was obvious somebody had come in there with some very sophisticated equipment, used something akin to a core sampler, gone down into the grave and extracted the metal out of that grave.
Oh, my.